A Seattle charter school has narrowly avoided losing its public funding, at least for now. A state commission ruled it made enough progress to stay open after a rocky first year. But KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us the state's first charter school still has a lot of work to do.
Washington Charter School commissioners voted 4-3 against revoking the charter of First Place Scholars School in Seattle's Central District. But commissioners still have big concerns. Staff say the school owes the state enough money that it's in jeopardy of potentially shutting down. But the school's board chair, Don Mason, is more optimistic.
They said you can't educate them. You just can't raise the money to do it. And we're going to prove them wrong.
But the commission has lingering academic questions as well. The school's special education services, for instance. Commission member Larry Wright noted just 3 weeks ago the commission gave First Place what it called a final opportunity.
And the last time we said this is the last time. And if we extend them again, I just have concerns that this is one school. We're going to have up to 40 schools.
A reference to how many charter schools that state law will eventually allow. Commission members will require monthly financial reports from First Place and will hold monthly votes on whether the school can remain open. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.